Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Guy breaks world record for balancing a running lawnmower on his chin. Good morning to Chris Sear. Thanks for coming in.
How's it going, fellas? Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming.
You don't look like the kind of guy that would balance a running lawnmower on your chin.
How does that work, though? Like, what type of lawnmower is this?
It's an electric lawnmower.
Yeah, but
not a gas powered.
No, but it's got blades on it.
It's got blades and they're moving.
Right. I love that you said it wasn't a gas. Like, I mean, that's what would throw me off.
Well, yeah, yeah. The gas would leak out of the tank.
And it's sloshing around.
Exactly,
too,
right.
You know,
so
I mean, it's going to throw you off.
Right.
You also have a burn hazard from the muffler.
Right.
Yep.
All those sorts of things. Yes. Yep. And of course, let's not forget those spinning blades.
Yeah. I feel like you were right to call that out as number one. That's kind of crazy. A running mower?
Running mower.
Yeah.
I mean, just putting a mower in your face is good enough for me.
Chris has a big beard.
So yes.
I immediately guessed him as someone who would not balance a running lawnmower on his chin.
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want people too close to my beard.
Yeah.
Right. All of a sudden, he's clean shaven. Did you put a lawnmower on your face? Yes, I did.
David Rush, who we've had on the show, he's on a quest to hold the most world records, and he's been popping these off.
He has.
And he did it again. First, remember we played him breaking this record? It turns out that record didn't count because there wasn't a bag on the lawnmower.
Are you serious? Does that much stipulation has to have a bag on it?
Yeah.
You're not catching anything except for maybe body parts and folding your face. Thank God my ear got caught. We got it. It's in the bag.
No, but the guy who held the record that was broken by David Rush must have said, wait a minute.
Exactly.
No bag.
Exactly.
No bag.
He was sitting at home waiting. He was like, no. No.
Right. Then later on, was there a cup holder on that lawnmower?
Yeah.
No cup holder.
How charged was the battery?
Wasn't it Briggs & Stratton?
Right. That guy's phone must have exploded. Hey, someone broke your record.
We need something.
Wait, let me look at the video.
What if that was his claim to fame? What if that just started like that guy's villain arc now?
Right. I don't know.
So the record now is 9 minutes and 17 seconds.
For a lawnmower balanced on your face.
On your face.
Running.
On your face, yeah. By the handle. So it's got by the handle.
Oh, the handle's balancing on your chin?
Yeah. The part of the mower, the actual mower itself is way up there, which I can't understand how he managed to keep it balanced.
I think I'd rather have it that way.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have the mower body on my face.
You have no time.
Next to the blades?
You have no time.
Well, facing away from me, of course.
Chris, look at his face. You see a black eye?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I tried balancing.
You ask him how he would do it, and then you do it the other way.
All right. Granted, that was a good idea.
Do we have sound of this guy?
This is what he's doing. His 3-minute one.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey there, folks. It's David Rush. I'm here at the Road X Games getting ready to break the Guinness World Record for the longest duration balancing a lawnmower on my chin. Powered.
Holy moly. Kids, do not try this at home.
Well, they won't.
I've been working on it for over 3 years
now. Well, he didn't try it at home.
No. Balancing a lawnmower on the chin. Powered. That means motor on, blade spinning.
It's an interesting catch there. Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to someone else's house.
Yeah, I'm just going
to go to the parking lot and do it. How's that?
Yeah, how about the football field?
Right.
Don't try it at home.
Do this in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah, if you see a bunch of spots where like, the grass is cut, it's all my fails.
How about in the middle of a highway?
Right. If one neighbor's got really no hair.
I feel like you have to do it on a lawn because, like, if it falls down now, you don't look crazy for trying to break the world record.
Right.
You're just an innovative way of mowing your lawn.
One of my lawnmowers you wrecked.
Plus, if it's electric, you have to have a power source.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's got it plugged in. He's got the dead man switch. He taped it down so it stays running.
Okay.
And so while it might sound like a difficult record on the outset, what you may not realize is that in addition to the danger of, you know, losing limbs and fingers and life.
Is it me or when you click on these videos, you just want to see the trick?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hear all this commentary.
I'm not even watching for the trick. I'm watching for the trick to go wrong.
Exactly.
So all this talking is boring the hell out of me.
I wait for TMZ for that one.
You know it's going to be a long video when they're like, I'm going to just jump right into it.
Yeah.
There's a long monologue.
Yeah.
Whenever they start a video, I'm going to jump right into it. It's,
yep.
a backstory.
They lie.
You want to balance an inverse pendulum on your chin, and the acceleration due to gravity is inversely proportional to the center of gravity or the height of the center of gravity. But in addition to that, there's blades spinning, which creates
angular
momentum.
Oh, this is interesting. It's kind of like Bill Nye the Science Guy meets Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I'm going to give you some lessons.
I'd watch that show. I would watch that show. Bill Nye the Science Guy meets Jackass. Oh, my God.
The science behind the Jackass trick.
The most scientific pranks.
I want to see Bill Nye try to pick up a girl. I want to watch that one instead.
Okay.
With your question mark suit. Go for it.
All right.
Which creates angular momentum, which kind of throws off the balance, too. And since the blades aren't exactly flat, they're kind of angled, it's like a helicopter.
How long before he puts the lawnmower on his chin?
This is like school. Right now I'm thinking about lunch. Yeah. I'm like, let me quiz on this.
Yeah.
See, the trouble with this video was all this exposition is the only like real audio there is, because everything else, once
it's
clips
just a lawnmower
thing,
running.
It's either lawnmower running or just muted video of him just standing around bouncing the lawnmower on his chin.
Have a narrator.
You know how tricks through time get more crazy?
Yes.
The real trick here, the next level here is you put the lawnmower on your chin running, and then you explain all of this.
Right.
While it's on your chin.
What's ruining this for me is how much thought process went into this. Like, I just thought it was going to be a guy who put a
Who
lawnmower.
Just put his beard down.
Yeah, no, he's had like a whiteboard at his house, and he's drawing it up. Like, I didn't want that. I want
yeah,
you
it's
to
a science
be
equation.
Reckless.
I want to see the fail video.
Oh, there has to be at least 20.
Right, he's got
to
have a montage of trying it.
Yeah. Right. All the things he wrecked, all the things he ripped apart.
The first couple times he put that thing on his chin running, it didn't stay there for 9 minutes.
Right.
Let's see those.
Right.
Montage.
Want to dedicate to the poor Cameron who we lost? We call him Coleslaw.
You just see the lawnmower tilts and then red mist. Yeah,
right. There is going to be no way that people wouldn't address that at the funeral. Right? There's not. No one's going to be like, he was a great man. And he tried. Okay,
the
tried.
The cup is a small box.
What's the most dangerous thing you did to amuse yourself? Exactly. You're about to hear Beavis and Butthead live action.
Hey.
Shaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9, the Fox comedian Chris Sear in studio. Saturday, 4:20, Jokes and Smokes at Spigot Cafe in Hartford.
Awesome.
Oh, we're just talking about David Rush balancing this running lawnmower on his chin.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'll bet you we've all done something really stupid just to amuse ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whether it be on a bicycle or some kind of power tool trick.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I've jumped garbage cans.
Right.
My bicycle.
Right.
It's a stupid, crazy thing just for amusement.
Yep. Every kid's done that. Yep.
Yeah.
At least our generation.
I think the craziest thing I did was I tried to convince my mom that I was dropping out of school at 16.
No.
And I got my brother to go along with it, and for like 2 days.
Were you going to do it?
No. No.
You were never going to drop out.
I was never going to do it. Oh. I just knew it was going
to
get
under my
skin.
You just wanted to see how close you can get to being murdered.
To death, yes.
Yeah, I was so close to death.
Right.
So I hope she's listening. So I could let it, Mom, I'm not scared of you.
as you're far away.
Right. Oh, my God. I've done so many stupid things.
Yeah.
What the hell have I done?
Okay, what's the dumbest thing this week you've done?
Well,
he fell into a picnic table.
Right,
but
yeah.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
That wasn't
that was just being klutz, yeah.
Yeah. You weren't trying to amuse anyone.
Right.
You were just trying to walk.
Yeah, exactly.
You fell into a table?
Yeah.
No story about it.
I face planted. I was walking past the picnic table at a fixed bench, and my foot got caught in the bench.
You don't know how to walk.
I propelled
you
forward.
Were in California. You broke your toe on a door.
Well, that's the door.
You don't know how to walk.
No, I don't. No, I do not. Yeah. No. I should be carried.
Would you want to be on like somebody's back being carried, or like the baby?
No, oh, no. I want like royal style with like all the people with the
got a cart.
Exactly, like a road, like an emperor.
Like you're the fire lord.
And with the music playing and everything, yeah.
Red on the road.
Good morning, all. How are we doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
I've been waiting to tell this story. You called in the perfect subject. When I was a kid, called in. Yeah, sorry. When I was a kid, a little older than 10, my grandfather bought a used pickup truck that had a ladder rack on it, right? He didn't want the ladder rack, so it was sitting in the yard. One of these big steel ladder racks, and I'd pick it up from one end and let go and get out of the way, and it would be like a seesaw. Wham, 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 wham. And
until that one day, wham.
So I did it one time. And then one time I didn't get out of the way fast enough. It nailed me in the head. I had to get staples in the back of my head.
Staples!
A friend of mine was with stitches. Me. And he saw go bang, and he looked at me, and he just ran home. Bye.
He's like, he's probably dead.
Right, I should probably just go now. I'm
going to leave.
What can I do? I'm not trained to deal with this.
It's snack time. I got to go.
Well, that's what happened to me. What happened to you, AJ?
Well, to be honest with you, I thought something crazy I did. That almost got me killed.
All right, thank you, Red.
Me and my cousin, back to bicycles, we decided we wanted to try and jump a fence in the back of his house. But it's a 6-foot fence, and we built a ramp, and we in order to get over this fence, we figured we had to go all the way down the block and ride the bicycle up the ramp to go over. We didn't count on the cherry tree that was blocking the entranceway. So I hit the ramp, the bicycle went into the cherry tree, the handlebars caught in the cherry tree. The only thing that made it over the fence was me. Just free-falling, arms flailing, thud onto the other side. The bicycle, we had to like throw things at to try and get the bicycle out of the tree. That didn't work, so my uncle had to actually use a ladder to get the bicycle out of the tree. Went almost straight out, almost like something you'd see.
You looked like the Flying Nun.
Basically, I looked like Wile E. Coyote, basically, yes.
Any story that has, so we built a ramp.
Right.
Is worth listening to.
Yep.
Mike in Stratford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Morning.
So when I was a kid, I probably 9 or 10 years old, remember the old picnic table umbrellas that were like plastic or canvas?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I used to jump off the ladder, you know, climbing on near the gutter on a little porch. Then I went to the first floor. Then I went to the second floor. Finally, I wanted to jump off my neighbor's house, and I grabbed the umbrella.
This is the beginning of a great circus act.
Yeah, like a parachute.
Yeah, you're just starting low, and then you're like, hey, I can one level up.
Right, works
I can do it.
Works in the cartoons.
Well, I jumped off the roof. I ended up spraining my ankle, but I did like a Mary Poppins to see if it would hold me, you know?
No.
Did it?
And
it did slow me down. It did slow me down, but obviously it broke my ankle or fractured my ankle anyway.
Yeah, but then you're impaled in an umbrella. Look, a bad drink.
Imagine my mother's eyes. Imagine my mother looking out the window doing dishes and seeing me float by.
Well, it's kind of like a cordless parachute. It's a parachute with a stick.
Right. Your mom's like, yep, there's my seed right there. I had that.
It would have been crazy if a gust of wind just took you
right
to another town.
Right. Ma, I need a ride. Ma.
I know his neighbors had to be looking at him doing this, shaking their head. Like, right. Why don't they get him in like a summer camp or something, man?
You knew he was that kid.
Yeah.
Right. That kid's he's doing
it.
He's
that kid that if like your kid went to go play with him, you're like, be back in 20 minutes. I don't
yeah,
really want
I just
to
stay right out here where I can see you.
Honey, come to the window. He's going to do something again.
Chris in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
So I'm probably like 10, 11, 12 years old, something like that. My dad's in the middle of renovating our house, and we're on the bathroom section here. And we got rid of our old toilet, put in a new one. So the old one's sitting out in the backyard. My dad's off doing some project, whatever he's doing. And I said, you know, maybe it's a good idea if I smash this thing up, get rid of it for the guy. So I take a sledgehammer, one big swing, and a giant piece of porcelain right to my shin, almost right to the bone, just cut me right up. Go inside, said, Dad, I got rid of the toilet, but I think we need to take a ride.
I think. Not 100% sure.
I also got rid of some of my blood.
Right? We need a mop.
I mean, it was just a massive hole in my shin, and I had like 7 stitches. It was good.
Yeah, so my kid's shin hole.
Yeah. My father would have cursed me out the whole ride to the hospital.
My dad would
have
made me walk.
Pat in Cheshire.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you
How's
doing?
Going?
So what I got for you guys growing up in Queens, New York, me and my buddies, we used to get together. We thought it would be fun to go roof jumping.
Oh, boy.
From all the roofs out there.
Yeah.
Like you see in the movies.
You see in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, parkour before it was a thing, I guess. Yeah, we used to get together in the morning and find out some neighborhoods, 4 or 5-story, sometimes 6-story tall buildings, and just try to jump roof to roof. We thought it was pretty cool.
Everyone involved in this story still alive?
Right. No memorial tattoos?
From what I know, I think so, yeah.
Okay, very good.
In memory of Jump.
Yeah, right?
It was a jump with Plummet.
I think our furthest jump from roof to roof would probably be 4 to 5 feet.
Wow. That's still pretty
big. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
I can't believe I'm here.
How high up were you? Like a couple stories?
5, 6 stories, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm good.
All right. I did Girling's Hardware to the Shelton Police Department, 3 floors up. Okay. And if you see that alley in downtown Shelton, it's probably 12 feet.
Right.
But you're jumping up from one building. To the next is up.
Gotta go up.
So you're going up.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. Now,
and?
I weigh so much.
Right.
I'm just like,
splat against one.
Yeah. I don't have the speed.
Yeah.
I don't have the agility.
No.
I don't have the launch.
Right.
Now it's a.
This is a sport you retire.
retire when you're young.
Forget it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Chuck in the car. What do you got, man?
We were up at Otis, Mass for Father's Day, and we picked up an old couch. On the junk pile to just sit around, and then we were going to burn it after we're done.
Uh-huh.
My brother-in-law passed out on it, and we lifted it up and put it on the fire. And it has those old cushions with the kerosene in it or whatever, and it goes up like a shot.
Yeah.
So it caught on fire and caught him on fire, but he didn't wake up. So we had to pull him off and pat him down because he was on fire.
You gave him a Viking funeral.
Why would you put him out? You put him on the fire.
Right.
I feel like at that point, that's on him
now. We thought he was going to wake up, but he didn't.
What, you have a barbecue? It was Bob. And then a barbecue.
Yeah, I don't know, but that was a close one. But we were all laughing until the flames started coming up and he didn't wake up, you know?
Still some cooking.
Every part of that story got worse.
I spilled some cooking.
He didn't get burned that bad.
What's that bad?
We knew when we started this. The flames came up.
There was alcohol involved.
Yes.
You're kidding.
No
really?
One here didn't think that.
We assumed immediately.
Yeah, no one was like, oh, they're completely sober.
This is a Sunday picnic.
Right.
No alcohol. That's great.
All right, guys. Take care, man.
Thank you. Awesome story.
Get away from couches.
We knew it would be borderline Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Yeah.
Most dangerous thing you did to amuse yourself, Gordon in Shelton.
Yeah, so one year I took all my nieces and nephews to this big hill in Fairfield to go sled riding. And Uncle Gordon decided to build the sled the day before out of an old pair of snow skis. So when I'm there, I make a big statement like Griswold, land speed record. So I'm going down this hill, and the first little bump I hit, the thing nosedives. I go head over heels, not knowing that the screws went through the bottom of the skis. The thing rips me apart, slices me open. There's blood everywhere. Kids are screaming. I take the sled. I go home and go to the hospital. Worst thing I ever did in my life.
Went for a sleigh ride.
Kids are screaming. It's crazy.
Never gone sled riding again.
You're the worst Hallmark card ever.
It should be on Dumbass News.
You almost were.
It was a bloodbath in the snow.
Right.
It was a bloodbath. It hurt so bad because I put my hands down to stop me from sliding, and my hands were bleeding so bad I didn't realize that I was screaming like a little girl.
Right. Now he's sled riding, kid gets a twitch in his eye.
Explaining to the ER nurse this happened while sledding.
Right.
It's
crazy. Thank you, man. Those kids.
Yep.
They probably didn't talk about it for years. It probably came out in some therapy session.
No, those kids all moved to Florida.
Why do you cry every time you see snow in a movie?
Blood.
Christmas.
Red.
I like to think of those kids every time they think of sledding. They're like, get a cigarette out. It comes black and white. I remember one time I saw sledding.
It was a deadly sledding accident. It was terrible.
Let me tell you about the story of my Uncle Gordon.
Ray, Long Island.
Yeah, so I guess when I was around 17, 18 or so, I used to go up to my friend's parents at a place up New York by Watkins Glen, but we used to go to Montour Falls, which was very close by. So it's a falls. If you picture the falls being at 12 o'clock, at 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock on either side, there was rocks that went up real high.
Oh, boy.
So I'm doing mescaline and we're drinking.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to climb on the rocks on the 3 o'clock side and
good idea,
take
time.
A jump.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it because I was so messed up, you know, tripping. I climbed up like 75 feet. And then I turned around and looked at the pool, which was about 40 by 40. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. But, I was tripping.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not doing this. And right at that same time, I had to take a dump.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, what am I going to do?
Wait a minute. Wait.
75 feet so climbing up while having to take a dump?
Right. And this is where the term drop because the pool came from.
You know, you're high up when you look down and all of a sudden it's like, I got to poop.
Yeah. There you go. So I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I had a choice, either to climb up higher and find a way down or jump.
Right.
So I jumped.
Or
when I hit the water, my chest rolled off for a smoothened out rock. I lost my shorts. I went in the water about 20 feet, scrambled to get to the top. And I guess I probably soiled myself on the way down. But when I went 20 feet in the water, my shorts were clean, my ass was clean, I was good to go.
Didn't have to poop anymore.
Picturing when you hit that rock, your ass went off like a cannon.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, everything came out.
Shot of poop 50 feet.
I don't remember.
His poop stains are still on the rock across the water.
I can't remember. But I was done swimming for the day.
Yeah, good.
Just for the day?
Right. Good. Oh, I would say forever.
Were you done with mess for the day, too?
Of course not.
Yes, I was. Hey, you guys have a great day.
Thank you, brother.
I will now. Thank
glad you.
I
just survived that one, yeah. Man. That could have been bad.
Ugh. These stories are helping my self-esteem so much.
The sound of him hitting that rock.
I'm just picturing a neighbor seeing a flying turd go through the air.
The scream when he hit the rock.
Folks on Twitch are mentioning the bottle rocket episodes.
Yes.
You used to have.
Yep.
Which is a very dangerous thing to do just to amuse yourself.
Right. Well, it's to honor our nation.
Right. And to amuse others.
Right. It was my salute to the 4th.
AJ would pull his pants down, lay down on the parking lot.
And fire bottle rockets out of his ass. Yep.
And fire bottle rockets out of his ass.
Right.
The picnic table story doesn't seem that bad. That kind of makes sense now.
If you know me, yeah.
Yeah, here's some audio from that.
It's lit.
Ow! Ow!
There you go. Yeah, this is pretty weird for a kid's show.
Okay.
And it's produced in Connecticut.
Right.
And we'll play it for you in a second.
Right.
Comedian Chris Sear is here. I was just asking him during the break, so do you have any children?
Right.
And it started to be a story. And I'm like, I think I should hear about this on the air.
Calculation error.
Oh, yeah. So it's four boys.
Okay.
And by the end of the year, I'll have a 12-year-old. A 10-year-old, 9 and 8.
Wow. The countdown.
Yeah.
That does sound like it.
Yeah. Countdown.
And they're all boys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Four boys. 12.
Luckily, no 3-2-1s.
Oh, man.
Did you watch children's programs with them when they were younger?
Well, we still do. Like, we're still big into, like, Avatar The Last Airbender. We just restarted F is for Family. I hope DCF isn't listening.
F is for Family is not a children's
it's
show.
A
but Daddy loves it. But Daddy loves it. Kids, don't beat this crap.
Yes, and Fritz the Cat.
Right.
And
every time
Team
we watch
America.
It, I'm like, hey, better not
great
tell.
Great puppet show.
Right.
Better not tell y'all mother, okay?
Right.
Chill out. Be cool.
Right. She has no idea right now.
This is a children's show that was spotlighted by a local television program recently because it's produced in Connecticut, and we were just watching it thinking, this seems a little odd.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Poppy's Planet, a place to spark creativity and the imagination, all using a mindful, kind heart. We're
We're going to explore texture today. That's right, texture. The way
sound effects are too loud. Yes.
I wonder where we're going to be going. Did you hear that?
No.
It's my magic basket. That's going to be
pardon?
First of all,
what? You have a magic basket? No, little kids came
all right,
from.
Lady.
Well, the kids came from there.
Whenever it's a man as the guy, from, right? It's already a little creepy. Right? It's hard to make like a woman as the children's show host creepy right. Until now.
She's
and,
doing it.
Right. And it's called Poppy's Planet.
Poppy's Planet.
Oh, because it's like Poppy as in the Poppy, C as in the hallucinogenic.
Right. I wonder. This would be, right. You know, any of these children's shows will freak you out if you're tripping.
Right. Oh, man.
Right. Right.
It's my magic basket. That's going to give us the clues. All right, magic basket.
What?
Is she talking to it now? How is she talking to it? Is she looking down?
I need to see this magic basket.
Right? only a certain people see it.
The talking magic basket.
And go to the Elm one time.
Today is Weenie Wednesday.
Magic basket.
Magic basket.
Was this Mesklin Manor? What?
Good.
Wow.
A scuba diver? He goes in water. Okay. A net to catch things.
How are you? You're nuts.
All right. All right. A shovel to dig. I got it.
Hold on. What was the sound of the shovel?
Right.
Why are all of these things in one place together? Right. This is like...
That's what she's... We're supposed to figure that out.
Right, well, so,
where are we going? Right. Let's ask the magic basket, and then the magic basket starts giving you clues.
Right, so she's just pulling these things out of the basket.
Scuba diver.
Right.
A net.
Shovel.
Right.
Right. Shovel.
The bubbles I can figure, but the shovel.
I think having a net and a shovel together is worse than bringing a gun to the beach.
That would be funny if she was like, a gun. The West Haven Beach. She should do an episode on the West Haven Beach.
And this trash bag.
A net to a gunfight?
All right. Goodness. Extra
a
clips.
Net to a gunfighter.
A bag of meth. Go ahead. Play the shovel.
Shovel to dig.
Me. Yes.
A shovel to dig.
No, it's called a horn.
That's a horn.
It's called a horn.
Hey, lady, that's a horn.
That's like, not shovel sales.
I want to see her dig with a horn. This lady's tripping big time.
Has anyone used the shovel on that right. show? No one said, hey, man, that's not shovel right. sounds right there.
Somebody in the sound effect booth just gave up.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't have a sound of a shovel. I'll make a horn sound. Screw it. Right.
Good enough. Shovel? Good enough. To dig. I got it. I know where we're going to go. But first... I'm gonna get changed in my adventure jumpsuit.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I will see you there, my friends.
Okay.
Let's go!
A lot of music.
Lots of music.
Not a fast music.
A lot of unemployed
friends. Poppy here. We are at the beach. I am so happy we're finally here.
Oh.
There is so
many.
This is what this is what started everything on this chick showed up.
That's what happened in West Haven yesterday.
She showed up.
Like, get the hell out of here with your basket. Weird.
It's the AAA with the basket.
Your weird sounding shovel.
Bringing your net, your shovel, and kids to a beach.
She's in the water.
Seems crazy.
She's in the water. She made bubbles.
I have to tell you, it would be the funniest episode if you see her with her little friends show up at the West Haven Beach yesterday. Right. And there's just a ride. And now she's trying to explain to the kids what's happening.
They come.
Goofy music playing in the background. Sometimes people bring weapons to the beach, children.
Everybody duck!
You mean like quack, quack?
No, get down! You need a shovel and dig a hole!
Yeah, the shovel is to bury the bodies.
Right. Or make the foxhole. All the bullets.
Making a foxhole in the middle of a shootout.
Always adapt.
Okay.
There are so many things to explore. Will you explore them with me? Wait, To experience the texture of the sand, I must take off my shoes. Come on.
Okay.
This doesn't sound like a fun children's show. Right. It sounds like a dentist office type of children's show.
Right.
I think it depends who's watching.
Did she start playing the piano with her feet? Dun, 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 dun.
I knew this would get your interest immediately. As soon as she took her shoes off, AJ has a foot fetish, by the way.
Not a terrible one, but go ahead.
Yeah. Not a terrible
not
one.
Not a terrible dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun.
One.
It's under control.
She's taking her shoes off.
Back to the lady.
All right.
Yeah. Perfect place. I'm going to put them right here for safekeeping.
She's still working on it?
Oh, I can't wait to see how the sand feels in between my toes.
Doesn't get out much at all.
I cannot even explain to you how this feels. This sand is beautiful, friends. Whoa.
Oh, she's tripping balls.
Whenever I get out into nature, I love exploring the textures of everything. Ooh, this feels so good.
Everything, huh?
You know what?
There's no way she's doing this sober.
Right.
Anthony and Brantford, you have a weirdo kid show?
Yeah, back in the day, I used to watch this show called The Magic Garden. I don't know if you
remember
that
show. I remember it, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. As soon as we start talking about trippy shows, that's all I could think of, too.
Really?
First of all, it's a magic garden. Okay.
It was a pretty good show. I don't know if they, you know, do reruns and stuff, but they have episodes online that you could see, and we actually had our kids watch it when they were little.
They had the chuckle patch.
I just remember that one.
They had the chuckle patch, the dance, the flowers that laughed. Okay, tell me they weren't tripping.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's,
that's
right
another.
There.
Yeah, right.
The talking squirrel,
acid.
Sherlock.
How do you remember all this?
Yep. I watched it.
Would you talk to a squirrel if you could?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there was definitely some tripping involved with this one. Anytime you have, like, dancing, chuckling flowers, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And it was all very psychedelic.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Thank you. Well, yeah, you don't realize it when you're a kid, but then you look back and you're like, oh, the Magic Garden.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you know, all right, you go to the Magic Garden and then you watch this show
basket.
And you really enjoy it.
Right. Chuckle Patch. Yep.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, talking about weirdo kid shows. The Magic Garden. It's funny because it was two girls that basically hosted the show.
It looked very hippie-like.
Yeah. I remember they had a contest. This is how I learned that boobs were...
great.
Magical.
Magical.
Present.
Or different.
Yeah, do you want Chuckle Patch going in?
Because there was a contest where you had to draw them.
Oh, no.
And, you know, if you won, they would invite you into their studio or whatever.
Right.
Or they would put your art in the thing.
Right.
And I drew them, and I drew one with large breasts. And my dad said, nah.
Daddy's going to keep this
myself. I said, what's wrong here? He's like, this right here is... Talk to your mother about these.
Right. Why is it hanging up in the garage, Dad?
I love a father's superpower is always talk to your mother.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to divert to her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, those things. Oh, there's something going on with those things there.
We've got a clip.
Oh, here we go.
Open up the window. Listen to the wind blow. Pardon us. The garden us is where we'll be. Leaving you and us together, happy as a feather.
Where's the story?
Spinning round and up and down.
This sounds like a song you would hear going into a commune or something.
So wild, don't you stay here? Come and see our garden grow.
Yeah.
There's another song they have where they mention the Chuckle Patch and everything else.
You're really big on this Chuckle Patch.
The one with the red shirt. I had a crush on.
Oh, yeah, we all did. Because one was kind of ugly.
Well, when I was like five, I didn't think she was ugly. I just felt like I had feelings for the other one more than...
Right.
You didn't think she was icky at five?
Yeah, there's another song they have. There's another song they have that they sing. Where
they explain the whole thing?
They mention the magic garden. And
how the garden got magical?
All
or
the stuff, yeah. There's somewhere...
They introduced you all the friends and the characters or whatever?
Yeah, well, they mentioned the chuckle patch and this and that. And there's a song somewhere in the middle that they did this stuff. I did not imagine it.
Right.
What is the chuckle patch?
Yeah, because he sold them.
It's a bunch of dancing flowers. They laugh.
Yeah.
Because they were high. Yeah,
I'll be
chuckle
honest,
patch.
I didn't know you were sitting over there.
Yeah, the chuckle patch.
And then,
somebody find this chuckle patch?
I've got chuckle patch.
All right.
I've got chuckle patch. Sounds crazy.
What would the magic garden be without the chuckle patch?
I don't know. They always make me laugh.
Me too.
They make you laugh too.
What have you got there?
I see one right here. Now, if you were a ding-dong bell, and I
here we go.
Ding-dong bell.
If I
this is why they're chuckling. Someone took their pants off. That.
Ding-dong, I guess. No, really nothing. Don't
there's so much
talk.
Code in these shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get you for this one.
I'll get you for this one. I bet you will.
Yeah.
What do you have to do to get off a raft?
What?
Hold
it. This is stone.
Take this it out to dinner first, maybe?
This is stoner speak. You know,
what?
You say,
just happened.
How do you get off a raft, man? You know, the stupid things come up with. This is stoner talk. They were wasted.
Well, I heard it differently.
What is that, too?
Justin and I heard it the same way.
Right.
Okay.
That was a...
Ding dong to Chuckle Patch, right. And let's get off a raft.
Exactly. And the Chuckle Patch.
And the Chuckle Patch.
Oh, Jesus. Connie.
Got two for you. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
The Teletubbies.
Yeah. That was just weird things with TV intense,
man. That show was all about. They were like, there was a sun with a baby's face, and there was Tinky Winky and Lala, and
right.
It made no sense.
Tinky Winky was the one that was supposed to be gay, right?
I remember that.
Yeah, he had
that.
The purse.
Yes.
The
he
one?
Had a purse.
Right, right.
What do you mean the one? What, they're all gay?
Yeah, it was just like, it was one growing up, and then it was all of them as an adult.
Right. So they're called Teletubbies.
Justin's annoyed.
Right.
The one?
My husband and I would watch it after the kids went to bed and laugh our heads off. It
would be a shame. Right.
You which guys are animals.
Which one had the coat hanger?
They all did, didn't they?
Did they all have a coat hanger?
They all had that on their heads. So those because they were Teletubbies.
I thought they all had different pen eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was all the same?
No.
No.
They were all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a coat hanger. One was a coat hanger.
Let me find the picture.
One had a swirl.
Yep. One had just a
swirl.
But I got another one. Have you ever heard of the comfy couch?
The
big comfy couch, absolutely.
Yes, right. I lay down on it later.
Oh, my God. It was this woman in pigtails on this huge couch with these weird stuffed animals. I don't know. That was the time.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. That's around the time of, like, Bear and the Big Blue Moon.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that one, and then there was Gullah Island.
Gullah Island was
did you guys
amazing.
Smoke without me?
Gullah Island.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out of the box. That was a great time.
Yeah, look at the Teletubbies right now. Each one had like one Tinky Winky had like upside down coat hanger. Another one had like almost like it was like
doing like gangs, I said, they all had different
like gang signs. One person had a little loop, and then one had just
it's rabbit ears. Yeah. They all had different antennas.
Right,
this is how they communicated with their other planet, isn't it?
Well, the one that had the
their antennas.
The one had a circle on top of his head.
Yeah,
it was like a loop, like an ornament.
Tinky Winky was like the Michael Jackson on him. Like that was the one we all knew.
It was
the
star.
The rest of them, you were like, maybe that's Tito.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. I couldn't name the other ones.
Lala, but I think they were communicating with the Sun Baby.
The Sun Baby.
The Sun Baby.
Right, the Sun Baby.
I don't remember all
the
that.
Baby, the Sun had a baby's face on it.
That's right.
Wasn't there a narrator, like a British man?
Well, Teletubbies was a British show.
Yeah.
It was a British.
I had a friend and her daughter loved that show, and we'd watch all the time, and I felt unwell after watching that.
I felt unwell. I felt violent and weird.
Hey, thank you, Connie.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, Weirdo Children's Programs. Michelle in Waterbury.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Have you heard of Sid and Marty Krofft?
Yes.
They had several.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They had Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Yep,
they
yep.
had Mayor Puff and stuff.
Right.
They had Lidsville with...
Lidsville is the best, yeah. The old talking hats. Everything was a hat. Yeah, there were several lids involved.
And the Bugaloos.
The Bugaloos, yep. Yep.
So, yeah, they... My mom would roll her eyes every time noise would come on because she was like, oh, God, here we go again.
Yep. Yeah, I was too old for the H&R Puffin stuff, you know, Sid Marty Krofft stuff, but it was very trippy.
I mean, very trippy.
I mean, Lidsville began because the kid, there was some magician, and the kid was curious about the magician's hat, and he turned around and went to the hat got bigger, and then he climbed on the lid to take a look, and there was an earthquake, and he fell into the hat and landed into Lidsville. And everything was a hat.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, we were asking about Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm just getting all kinds of texts and information from my wife.
So
his wife died.
Okay.
And then she texted me. He remarried in less than a year.
Okay.
Oof.
All right. Apparently, I could tell just by the text of his tone.
Right. She doesn't approve.
Not approving.
She does not approve at all.
Less than a year. So he loved her. Less than a year. It wasn't like the next week.
But isn't it, though?
What is the timeline on this?
I don't know.
So you're married.
Right.
For, I don't know, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Let's say 20 years.
Right, and then, you know, they're gone.
And then, yeah.
Right.
How long do you wait?
I think to get remarried after, I think it's like a quarter of the time that you spent the other one. Yeah.
Okay. So 5 years.
Before you get married. I'm not saying you can date, but like.
He meant in minutes.
Stay low for a year, start dating after a year.
Get your mind right first, then your day in, and that's just wild. Within a year?
Right.
I know what that means.
It depends.
Bruce, what are you thinking here?
If you can't cook.
Female perspective.
If you can't cook.
Yo!
Isn't it like a month for every year? I think I heard something like that before.
There's a formula?
I believe there's a formula.
I think that's unemployment, right. Isn't it? You're going by unemployment.
Well, it was a job.
A month right over a year. That seems like an unemployment.
Right, it was half your age plus seven. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the youngest woman you could date.
Right. Do you file a 1040? What are you doing?
But if you get to heaven and you're in trouble, you could just say, oh, you know I'm not good at math.
I don't know. Ruth gave me the damn formula.
Let's see. Beth had throat cancer.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Okay, so she died of throat cancer.
Right.
I'm guessing she smoked cigarettes.
I'm assuming.
I got a pack of cigarettes in my pocket.
Right.
John in Bridgeport.
Hey, good morning, Chaz.
Hey, you got the whole crew.
Yep, the whole crew. Hey, listen, that's... you just talked about Dog the Bounty Hunter, you know, rehooking up or whatever.
Yes.
I've been married and divorced 3 times. It doesn't matter how long it took. I mean, Chaz, you're also one of the guys that it took however long it did, but how could you put a time frame on something that you have no control of?
Right, when your heart says it's ready, it's ready.
That's a fact.
You had a companion forever, and now you're gonna frame a guy that gave loyalty to that lady forever, and then unfortunately she passed on him. He didn't cheat on her. There's no rumors or anything like that. So you're going to condemn a guy for doing something that he needs in his own world?
Hold on. Let me text my wife.
John from Bridgeport wants to know.
This may come as a surprise to you.
To whom it may concern, John, ma'am.
John from Bridgeport says it's okay.
It is okay. Yeah, I definitely say it's okay.
Oh, no, he was just telling her that. He was just telling her that.
I'm just telling my wife.
The voice text, yeah.
Yeah. And I said John from Bridgeport, not me.
Right. So if you see an angry woman.
you got to go home to it. That's your prerogative. But needless to say.
You make it sound like a bad thing.
Well, let me tell my left hand.
You're just here to get everyone in trouble.
Yep.
No, I'm not looking to get anybody in trouble. But who are people to judge other people based on their decisions?
You sound like someone who was judged for this time.
Yo. I was going to say, this is coming from a personal place.
Okay, so you've been married and divorced 3 times. What's the fastest you remarried between, after a marriage?
Probably about
7-8 years. Okay.
So years.
Okay.
You're fine. What are you so sour about?
You're golden.
I'm not sour about nothing.
Okay.
And I'm a bachelor again, so I'm happy.
By the way, if I were casting a children's show, you would be one of the flowers. You'd be the voice of a flower.
100%. The wisest one.
Right. Right. The wise flower.
Right.
Yes.
Listen, I got 6 kids that love me. And from 3 different women.
I don't remember asking about it.
It's called us taking a turn.
No, I love you, man. But We're just talking about...
But the women that you've... And mine are all still alive.
So far.
In three. So are mine!
Well, there's just one in 3, 2, 1.
I think he's establishing an alibi. It feels like.
I was on the phone with Chaz and AJ when this happened.
But you can't be judgmental. And first of all, it's none of your business. And second of all, it's really irrelevant other to your subconscious mind because
I want your phone number. We're gonna call. You're gonna be our advice columnist,
right?
Okay. When we have relationship issues, we're gonna call and ask John.
Dear John.
Dear John. Yes, that's it.
Very nice.
Hold on. Yeah, character is born.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.